I know he's got Grandpa Chuck's call, PQYCO. I think that's great. Of course, Chuck was a very accomplished VHF contester and one of the nicest guys that, you know, you'd ever want to meet. So very, very, very nice. Very, very nice man. Nothing but wonderful memories of both your dad and Grandpa Chuck, Mike, over.
No, Roger. Thank you, Tim. Yeah, always love hearing stories of Dad and Grandpa, and now being, you know, Mark carrying on Grandpa Chuck's call, and I'm carrying on Dad's vanity call, and just having a lot of fun that we're both still active, and carrying on what they taught us over the years, and still being active in radio today. Just a great hobby, and I hope to get many more years of it out of it, and maybe get to pass it on to someone else. But for now, we're going to enjoy it while we're here, and let Dad and Grandpa know that they may not be with us physically, but by golly, we're keeping the call signs going. I have made a few texts where folks have called me by Dad, have said, "Hey, John, been a while." And I says, "Yes, it certainly has. This is his oldest son, Mike," and then, you know, I had to kind of go through the whole thing a little bit, but really cool to talk to folks that worked my dad and now got to work me with Dad's call. So, I've been quite humbled to work them and even exchanged a few cards. Go ahead, Tim.
Nothing but great memories, Mike. Well, it's great to hear you. All the best to your bride and the rest of the family there, and health and happiness to you. And thanks a lot for joining us. Norm, over to you, NY1 US, WB2KAO, for your comments.
Thanks, Tim, WB2KAO and the APAC Radio Net from NY1 US. Well, thank you all for checking in tonight. We've had 20 check-ins, so good night. Nice net. Everybody have a great week, and we will talk to you again next Tuesday. WB2KAO, go right ahead from NY1 US.
Yeah, we have Bob, B3MF, joining us. Just closing the net here, Bob, and I want Hector and Lou to get together here for a minute, and I'll say hello to you here just a second. Well, everybody had a good time tonight, and 20 of us, very, very nice. Nice, friendly, and smiling voices, as always. Thank you very, very much for joining us tonight, and let's bring Bob in here real quick so that he can say hello. Bob, how'd you make out with your ear?
Yeah, it went quite well there. Jim, good to hear you. Good to hear Hector. And, no, I didn't hear Hector. I'm not sure I heard last there, so my apologies for not quickly identifying who I heard. Yeah, I made it well. I'll fill you in at the end once everybody's said their 7-3s and cleaned off, and you and I, if you wish, we'd have a chat there, Tim. WB2KO and the wonderful group in Rochester, V3MF in Cambridge, Ontario.
Yeah, real good. Real good, Bob. Excellent. Excellent. And we'll get with you here in just a minute. KQLKK, please call KCQFWN.
WN, KQLKK. Now, the trouble all started when we changed IFT and changed routers at the same time. I haven't been able to take inbound traffic since then, and outbound is then kind of hit and miss. So I think the issue is that something's misconfigured with the router. The same as you went to green light, are you trying to use EchoLink? It's all star. Both should be fine. EchoLink you're not going to be able to use because you don't have a static IP address and you have no port forwarding. So what's going to have to happen is if the router got configured again, you know, you didn't really have to do any changes going from one IP to the other. You probably just need to open a port within the router. I can't remember which port number, and I think the problem also is that the router is dynamically assigning the IP address for the All-Star node, and it's shifted a couple of times.
That is not going to cause you a problem. The node being DADD is not going to really cause any issues because the IP address is internal to your device. The only thing that, to your network, I mean, the only thing that could happen is that if you did like a specific IP address will allow the traffic, then if you change your IP address from one to another, that would cause a problem. But that depends on the brand of the router and who did it and whatnot. I need to get my phone and see if I can find it at the port. I don't know if anybody in frequency knows the port on top of their head.
WB2KAO, I think the pause means that nobody has the number of that port offhand, Hector, so if you could look it up for Lou, that'd be great.
Looking right now, the default board should be 4569, and the protocol should be UDP. So you need to allow UDP traffic on 4569 to your entire network, or if you have it on the militarized zone, then you probably need to do that. So I'm assuming that you only have one node. So the, you know, 4569 is the default port. If you have other ones, then you won't have to look in the IAX, India Alpha X-ray.config file, or the specific port configuration. But that should be your default.
I can't put one node, so... Yeah, hopefully I can figure out and make that change.
So you need to open, again, 4569 in UDD. If you open DCBIB, it's not going to work. DCB, I mean, it has to be UDD.
Thanks, this is K2LKK.
No problem, KC2SW1.
Thanks very much, Hector and Lou, WB2KAO. Once again, Lou is looking for a ride to the Hempfest. He lives off of the Seneca exit off of 104, not far from there, down the street, Delta Uniform, November, down the street. And you can reach him with audio at 737-8276, 737-8276, 585-737-8276. B3MF, WB2KAO. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, hello, Jim. Hello, Hector. And I was busy having my dessert here. a little late. Yeah, is it okay if I share what happened? You were wondering earlier, Tim, about my ear?
Yes, absolutely. Tell me about that, and I'm going to put the Braille typewriter away while you tell me about that.
Yeah, very good. Well, I went to see my GP, because I phoned yesterday. I've been in their clinic on the weekend, and they confirmed I had no wax in my ear, but I was getting some discomfort in my right ear. So I got an appointment for TK1, saw the doctor. He saw no wax as well, and was wondering about the discomfort. So he talked about a bunch of things, and then he suggested that I go to get an x-ray done. I could have gone down a floor in his building, had an x-ray done, but there's a long story about that, so I chose not to do that. I chose to walk about a 5-minute walk and go to the hospital that was close by and get it done there, which I did. It's a very, a lot of new stuff put in that hospital, very, very nice. I had a couple of people take care of me, do a good extensive x-ray around my ear, a number of what I had, probably 8 or 10 x-rays done, and so I'll hear back from the doctor in the next couple of days and see what comes of that. So it could be another issue, but nothing to be concerned about. He was worried about maybe he'd be taking some painkillers or something like that, muscle relaxants, and I said, no, I don't need that. I get enough pain in my body now. An extra set of pain is no real deal, said Tim. When you got lots, one more really is the problem. Back to you, B3MF.
Yeah, B2KAO. This getting old stuff ain't for sissies. Ain't for sissies, that's for sure. Yeah, one step at a time, Bob. We're still upright and taking nourishment. No dirt nap today, Bobby.
For sure. I'm just having my dessert here. It'll be my last dessert. I get a head for the cause probably Thursday. So tomorrow I'll be doing the last part of my packing. I have a phone call from a doctor tomorrow afternoon. I don't know why that was scheduled, but I'll be here and get the car all packed up and head out sometime on Thursday. Unfortunately, my neighbors up north are not around, so they can't go turn my electricity on and fire up my fridge. So my fridge will be standing there with the doors open, wondering what to do. So I'll get there and get things fired up when I get there. No big deal. Back to you, WB2KO, the camera.
Oh yeah, you'll get things squared away. You were gonna buy food when you get there anyway, rather than toting a bunch of stuff. Because I know the vehicle doesn't have as much room as the Grand Marquis did. So, but it'll be fine. Well, Bob, I got to make a trip to the water closet and then bring the garbage toters back up. They came late and it was raining, and I'm going to check and see what the rain situation is. I'm going to go out and wheel those up. So, 7-3, and take care. I will not be on in the morning. I'm going to be getting ready to go to the matinee ball game and whatever. After I go to the water closet here, I am going to bring Gary up and probably do the quiz with him before I go upstairs for the night. WB2KAO.
Yeah, WB2KAO, WB3NF. Well, I got the 80 meter gathering at 8:30, so I'll just hang in here for now, and I'll be cutting out near the bottom of the hour to meet up with whoever's on 80 meters tonight there, Tim. WB2KAO, WB3NF.
Real good, Bob. Well, hang in here for a minute, and I'll come back and bring Gary up, see if he's around. We can say hello and whatever. So I'll be back in a couple minutes. WB2KAO.
Yeah, just finishing off my ice cream here. 7-3 for the moment. WB3NF.
Okay, Bob, I'm gonna bring Gary up. WB2KAO.
GA3DZP.
B3DZP, WB2KAO, B3MF.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. And a long time no talking, Bob. A lovely night here in St. Catherine. Just got back from the canal, taking the pictures of the oversized sailboat. I don't know about what they were or what they were or whatever, but went down and got the pictures for something to do. So how was the green tea and porridge met tonight?
that's on Saturday, the green eggs and hams. This was the 8-5 rag shoe net. It was good. We had 23 check-ins or whatever, plenty of participation. A lot of folks going to the ham fest. And I don't know, Lou and Brent were hanging around here, too. Let's see. Lou, are you still around here?
Three rounds. K2LKK.
Brent was in here, too. Brent, are you around? E2AT? He was in here earlier, Gary. He was one of the last check-ins. But, plenty of activity. Oh, that's good. Got some nice pictures. I know it's a nice camera you've got there. I think that's the same camera that you wanted to put on one of the other tables there over at Betty's there. Come on in, Bob. Say hello to Gary.
Hello, Gary. It's been a while. How you doing? Be fair enough.
Well, Bob, you and I got something in common, I will say that much. I have to go to I've had an earache for like 6-7 weeks, you know, and I finally made it to the specialist. That's so long I had to wait. I said, Jesus, I said, if you have a toothache, you got to wait 6 weeks before you go see the bloody dentist. Well, I ended up at this ear, nose, and throat specialist today. The first thing they did was check my hearing, told me that I'm deaf, and then she shoves this camera down my nose and saying, wooden spatulas in your throat and in your ear and everything else, and she said nothing wrong, and yet my ear is still throbbing tonight, but there's nothing wrong. So how'd you make out?
A little bit behind you in the procedure, I think, there, Gary. Yeah, I haven't seen an ENT doctor yet. That's where I was sort of going today. I had ended up going to a clinic on Saturday, and still had some discomfort in my ear, so I got an appointment with my GP for today. So I went and saw him, and so he suggested I get an x-ray of my ear area, and he was going to have me go downstairs in his building there, but I've been to that group before, and they're not worth going to. So it's about a 5-minute walk. I walked from his building up Highway 8 about 300 or 400 meters to the Cambridge Hospital and went into their x-ray department. And a couple of young people took very good care of me, and we'll see what comes of that. I'm not in really any pain. I'm in discomfort, but I was just wanting to make sure that it wasn't worse than what it was there, Gary. So I think I filled you in pretty clearly there. Be fair enough.
Gary, you know what that means. It doesn't mean there's nothing wrong. It means she doesn't know what's wrong.
Three things, and there was no way I could make them all at once. So I canceled the CT scan, and I said to the specialist morning there, I said, I canceled the CT scan, and I have it done. Well, if you want to get an x-ray, you get it done. I said, well, you're saying there's nothing wrong. Why would I go and get an x-ray? He did it one day then. Anyway, Tim, other than that, the whole word's full of crap.
Well, I think we pretty much come to that conclusion, haven't we, Bob?
Yes, yeah. And again, you've got a lot of people that know an awful lot, but basically not enough. If they knew what they needed, knew what they needed to know, we probably have an answer, but maybe there's no answer. He was saying to me, well, taking rubbing some ibuprofen on my ear and stuff like that, and I said, well, why would I bother? And he said, I got enough pain in my leg. An extra bit of pain is no big deal. What do you think, Gary? Be sure enough.
Well, that's what I told this young lady. Her name is Shirley Lou, L-O, or Low, I guess it is. I think she was Chinese. Very pleasant, though, about 50 years old. Very, very pleasant. I talked to her and that, but, you know... She said, well, are you in pain in that? I said, well, I've been married twice. I said, I don't have any pain anymore. I've taken it all. She didn't want to either. Anyways, enough of that nonsense. So tomorrow, Jim, let's hope it doesn't rain. We had some awful clusters coming, and I looked at the map at 6:30, and it showed a big gob over top of you. Or did you get rain at 6:30?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go upstairs after we sign and see if it's not raining. I'll go out and pull the garbage toters up. Cheryl called me down here and said to bring them up. You know, this was earlier. She said, well, bring them up tomorrow morning because it's raining. Well, I'll go see. If it stopped raining, I'll go out and get them. But, yeah, we've had plenty of rain here, I guess, Gary. We closed the house up and put the air on. It was, you know, it got to be like 77 in here. That's too hot. And Cheryl wanted the air on, so... Anyway, that's about it. Lou had a comment that you missed. You guys missed. Lou, go ahead again, Lou.
Yeah, what I said is it's not that there's nothing wrong. It's what that means is he doesn't know what's wrong. This is J2LKK. And by the way, Tim, I just came in from outside. It's not raining now, but I was doing a really good job of feeding the mosquitoes.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead, Bob.
Sorry about the slow comeback there. I was just tuning up on 80 meters there. My amplifier, my rig all fired up for 3679. So, yeah, I just thought I was listening there for a moment. My apologies for that. And, yeah, so it was good to get that done. Hopefully Thursday I'm going to head drive north, and we'll see what comes of that. Having some fun with my children, actually, regarding my cottage. Of course, you have two children, and you know two people think alike. The problem I have is I can never get my family up there with me, usually because they're busy or there's something bugging them about both being there. So I'm trying to resolve some of that so that I can get some of them up there with me. And if they don't want to come, I'm good with that. I spent a lot of time in the last 15 years by myself, so... Being by myself is not really a problem. What do you think, Gary? Do you say I'm a...
Oh, yeah. Well, kids, they got a mind of their own. They do their own thing regardless of what the parents say anyway. Yeah, I just saw one little goober went over top of you there, Lou. It's gone out into the lake now, and there's nothing else showing up here. Nothing else. I'm looking at a long range here for Rochester here. Showers and a heavy thunderstorm for tomorrow. Sometimes, hopefully that heavy and thunderstorm isn't on your ball game, but... Yeah.
Well, I know it. Every time I seem to want to go to the ball game, it rains. But I'll bring an umbrella. Danny's Mike's younger brother, you know, my friend Mike, I lost over in Turkey. His brother Danny and I are going to go. You're picking up about 11:45. The gates open at 12, and the game starts at 1:05. So anyway, Bob, we're going to let you go with your group there, and enjoy. And thanks for logging on, and we'll be in touch. So Bob, why don't you go ahead and give us your salutation?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. WB2KO and the group. Well, you guys take care. I got about less than 2 minutes to get my head straightened at 80 meters. The band sounds kind of quiet tonight, but that's okay. And we'll be in touch before we head north, and then it'll be mainly V3 ERX for Echo Link for you, for you and I and whoever for 3 months there, Tim. So 7-3 all. Keep well. Back over to you there, Gary. Do you see him?
Okay, Bob. Well, drive careful and get everything all settled and up there. Make sure you got your internet working, and you should have a pleasant time. Hopefully it's going to dry out soon. And we've had enough rain all spring and part of this part. So hopefully the weather's for you good out there. So take care. Enjoy your net. And Tim, never mind an umbrella. Take a lightning rod.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it, Gary. Gary, I'm not going to be on in the morning. We got a little different routine here with the grandson here and this and that. I'm going to get a shower. I will run the CWT on 40 from 9 to 10, but I will not be on at 7:45 in the morning. And it's good to talk with you now. Do you have time to do the quiz, Gary?
Yeah, I'm clicking on it. I click on 2RZ, and the thing is just hitting. It's not coming up for some reason or other. I don't know if they're down or not. Let me try it on the other browser. It's got to be their site that's not working.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Standing by. And Lou, thanks for the weather report. I'll go out here after we see what's going on here and get those toters. They came earlier for the recycle, but they didn't come till after 6 o'clock for the other toters, Lou.
We're just lucky. Ours came sometime. While I was out at the herd dairy with my mother and sister, and when I came back home, I was going to go get the toads, and turned out that the next door neighbor brought them up for me already, so I didn't have to. It's just K2LKK.
Well, that was a nice neighborly thing to do. What's happening with the QRZ site, Gary?
Bucky down. It didn't come up with the Firefox or Brave here. I don't know what it's been in the way that this site cannot be reached. So they must have a problem. They must have a problem. Him is not coming up with me.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon when I get home from the game and see if you're around. Whatever, whatever. All right, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna go see if the Red Wings are playing, whether that got rained out or not. Well, I'll go and check that out. Gary, have a good one, buddy. Lou, take care, and all the best. Lou, over to you, and then swing it over to Gary, WB2KAO. Have a good night, guys.
By the way, Jim, Julie and I were talking about doing the Caleb Marcellus on the 29th. If you can find somebody to give us a lift out there, so we're just going to pass that along. I meant to do it earlier, and, you know, the 66-year-old brain doesn't remember things as well as it did when I was 20. Go ahead, Gary. This is K2LKK.
Okay, fine, Liz. What do you call it, Jim? You just hopped off. If you want to do the quiz, I got the quiz up. It took a few times, but it did come up.
Sure, I'm here. Let's do it.
I've been having to use the magnifying glass a bit tonight. Let me get a little nose up a little close here. All right, number one question. What was the name of the first Russian amateur radio operator? Excuse me, the first Russian. Alexander Popov, Vladimir Yuganov, Ernst Krenlow, or Fridor Labor?
I don't know. We've had this before. I can't remember. C. Charlie.
Now, we've had Ernst Krenkel up there before for I don't know whether it was the first club or something, though. He's kind of like our buddy over there, W1AW. He's, I guess, the Russian equivalent. All right. Number two, for an EME, Earth, Moon, or Moon-bound transmission, the best position for the Moon is to be farthest from the Earth, closest to the Earth, on the horizon, or directly overhead.
How about on the horizon? See, Charlie.
Well, that's what I thought, too, but closest to the Earth it is.
Well, I guess that would make sense, too. And I guess that's why they have Azel on the antennas, to elevate them above the horizon.
I guess being at the horizon is not necessarily the closest. I thought it was, but I guess not. All right. What facts were relevant to being granted to the conditional general class license? A. The written test was given by at least a general class ham. B. 13 words per minute sent and received code was given by a ham. The applicant was located some distance from an FEC. Or D. All of above.
I'm going to go with C, Charlie.
Correct answer would be all of above.
Okay. Now, the main thing was that they were quite far away from a, you know, from an FCC field office. But okay, go ahead.
Number four. What is the most common intermediate frequency used in two-type receivers? And then it says IF intermediate frequency amplifiers. Okay, what is the most common intermediate frequency used in two-type receiver? IF intermittent frequency amplifier. 175, 465, 572, or 455 kilohertz?
D, Delta 455.
Correct. Which of the following antenna involves a full wavelength inverted triangle design? A Delta Yagi, a Delta Loop, an inverted Delta Wing, or a Windham?
How about a Delta Loop?
Correct. The original purpose and design for use of the German cryptograph, the Enigma machine, was to send greeting cards, communicate stock market information, sell railroad tickets, or de air traffic control.
Communicate stock market information.
Correct. Where did Don Miller, W9WNB, go on his first expedition? The expedition. Douglas Reef, Rota Island, Peter Island, or Bhutan?
How about B, Bravo?
And B, Bravo is correct. Who was the news commentator of the 1940s and 50s who used Morse code key and a telegraph key as a prop during his news reports? Arthur Godfrey, Walter Cronkite, Walter Winchell, or Lowell Thomas?
How about Lowell Thomas, D Delta.
I'm with Walter Winchell.
Yeah, I've missed it before, and I'll miss it again. Walter Winchell, I'll remember next time.
What service did radio station KDH, Kilo Papa Hotel provide? AM broadcast, FM broadcast, ship to shore communication, or the first TV station in California?
I'm going with a ship to shore, Sea Charlie.
And ship to shore is correct. Last one, 70% for us. Here we go. How many tubes are used in the driver and power amplifier section of the ASU FG1012 HF transceiver? A2, B3, G4, or D5?
We could have three in the file. I'm gonna say four.
And four is correct. Or 70%.
How'd you do, Luke?
50%.
But we had fun, though. Yeah, it's fun. All right, Gary. And I told Cheryl what we was talking about, that when she runs out, we'll get together again. We can take you out for Mandarin, or we have another barbecue. I tell you, Gary, that barbecue was delicious. And that chicken was so nice and tender, Gary.
We'll come up with something for you. We'll come up with something, definitely. Something that you don't normally eat. You know, it's got to be something unique. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
no problem.
Alrighty. Well, tomorrow I'm gonna get up right early and head off to the Rice Road greenhouses for some chemical for my pond, and then I hit the thrift store, see what kind of goodies I can buy.
I was out there trimming trees all morning before I went to the ear doctor, and then I took it easy in the afternoon, and I came up with an idea for one of my little figurines, and that is for my granddaughter, seeing that she's into the Scottish dancing. I'm going to go all out and really, really try to make it look like a real person is. I was trying to think, what the hell can I do for a skirt? And I'd like to piece off a brass bushing so that I could honor to it, and I've got some genuine Belden RGAU cable, which is got copper braid, none of the crappy aluminum and tin foil that they use. It's true copper braid. So I am going to make a little shirt out of the braid from RGA coax. I got it all figured out.
Boy, I'll tell you, Gary, you sure are creative. You sure are creative, that's for sure. Well, Lou, come on in and say goodnight to Gary.
Goodnight, Gary. I think I'm going to read for a while and then take the dog back out a couple hours after sunset. I've noticed that the mosquitoes here are worse right around sunset, so that is like the absolute worst I'm taking now. Anyway, 7-3, and have a good evening. This is K2LKK.
Good night, Lou. Have a good evening. Don't feed the bugs.
7-3, guys. I'll chat with you tomorrow at some point, Gary. WB2KAO. Good night. Good night, guys. K2LKK, WB2KAO. Were you asking about Rockies for next Monday or Caleb Brusella's on the 29th?
Brusella's.
Well, I know Cheryl's going out with her girlfriend. I was going to ask Billy if he could give me a ride to Caleb Brusella's. We'll work it out. We'll get it squared away, Lou, before the 29th.
Yeah, her date on her job got pushed back to the latter part of July, so figured that might be one last hurrah before she has to head at work. It's a K2LKK.
No, that sounds good. It sounds good. We'll see what we can do. Have a good night. WB2KAO. We'll see what can happen.
Sounds good. K2LKK.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.